in the Parshat Chukas, the Torah says, Al kin yirnu hamoishlim bo cheshboin, tibonem esikonein irsichoin. So the well-known Maimer Chazal, Drosha, Chazal saying, Baba Basra, Al kin yirnu hamoishlim bo cheshboin, Al kin yirnu hamoishlim bi yitzrim, bo yu nechashev cheshboin eshalelim. Hef se mitzvah kineged tzchoros, charavir kineged etzim. The Eitzo of Cheshbon HaNefesh, Chazal Darshin from this pasuk, Alkin Yomer Moishlim, Boyu Cheshbon, means Boyu Cheshbon, Cheshbon Eshalelim. Make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, Tibone Vesikonein Ir Tzichoin, Tibone Imata Isakim, Tibone Boyu Mazer, Vetikoin Elelim Abba. The Eitzo which will help you, sign this world, sign next one. Now, as soon as anybody hears Cheshbon HaNefesh, automatically you kick in two, sounds like I'm in the wrong. And people aren't so interested in that. What does Cheshbon Nefesh have to do with, besides the fact that Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to make a Cheshbon Nefesh every night before you go to sleep? A halacha, not mutzer. But what does it have to do with a standard day? So the Gemara in Chulin says in Daf Kuf Hei that Shmuel said, Ano cholo bar chamro l'gabi avi. He says, I'm l'gabi abba. He says, I'm like vinegar compared to wine when I try to compare myself to my father. Why? Abba sir nechse pamayim bayim. Vano sir nechse chod pamachas bayim. Says that my father, he would check his nechosim, he would take a tour of his, sounds like his fields, twice a day, and only do it once a day. His question is that's what Shmuel was complaining about, that he was compared to his father spent so much more time checking out his fields, being messiah, touring his nechosim. And second of all, it's some fashion question. So Shmuel, do it yourself twice. What's the problem? He's a doctor, so wasn't able to. He was learning. Avud Shmuel also was quite busy. The Chofetz Chaim says in Shemayim, he says that it's really a mashal. It's a mashal for, it's not talking about Nechosim Gashmi, it's talking about Nechosim Ruchniim. So that my father would do a Cheshbon Nefesh twice a day. Once in the morning, once in the evening. And I only do Cheshbon Nefesh once a day. So Klapei, the Indian of Cheshbon Nefesh, in Echonami, I know Cholav HaChamro, I'm like vinegar compared to wine. So I thought, even if we're not going to do Cheshbon Nefesh twice a day, but maybe at least twice a year, we could do Cheshbon Nefesh. So I think that the Zman Garam is, we know, anytime that there's something in the parasha, one of the reasons that the parasha bring down, the Shlach Kadesh writes this, Bechlau, he says that the Shlach has limudim from all the parashiyas, limudim in Musar, Kedemeh. One of the reasons for Shnai Mikavecha Targum, which is brought, is first of all that everybody should know what it says in the Torah. And if they call you up for Ali, you should know how to lane. One of the reasons it's brought down in the Rishonim already. But even without that, also the Achranim say that you should be able to take the Lekach of the Limudei HaTorah. Torah Milashon Haro. And the Torah is coming to teach us things. And this Pasuk, Al Kein Yirnu Hamoishlim Bo Yu Cheshbon, this really has no Shechet Tas Bechlal. Why is the Torah being Misaper? Why is... So we shouldn't say that. Before I should say that, it's a parsha Yitzira Lidroish. The drushes from it. One of the drushes, the Chazal Darshan, is Al Ken Yomer Amoish Lam Boyu Cheshbon Boyu Cheshbon Nechashiv Cheshbon Yishalelum. So I figured Zman Garam. I actually heard something fascinating about Zman Garam this week. I don't know. He says that somebody came to me to be Menachem Avol, one of the families of the 45, one of the 45 people that was killed in Meron, and he said that Marsham, the Asur, in the Hagdoma Techelik Beis, he writes that anybody that dies on Lag BaOmer is not going to have to give Din B'Cheshbon. So what's the pshat? It's because on Daf Mem Hei, in Sukkah, Reb Shimon said, Yochal ani lifter es kol ha'olam kulei min hadin. Says, I could pater the entire world min hadin. He says, what's the pshat in that? How is he going to pater v'rnim b'nadim? So we know that the Medrash said, there's a machlok is b'negeah to Shabbos, in Daf Tzadidal, I think it is, that b'negeah to Shnayim Shalsu, we know is pater. So machlok is between Shimon and the Chachamim, is Shnayim Shalsu pater dafka in a case where each one was able to do it themselves? So, when two people do it together, neither of them are chayav because no one's doing the malacha. Or is it that no, each one mifnei atzmai, even in a case where each one mifnei atzmai can't do it, nevertheless, kol kama that they do it together, then you need one person to do malacha. Two people that are doing the malacha, even if each one individually you would not be able to do it, nevertheless, they're not chayiv. That's where Rav Shimon holds. Medrash says, we know the Medrash says, and lots of lava, you bet them is going to be the guf and the neshama are going to, Kadosh Baruch is going to come to down the guf, and the guf says, me, I'm like the tzuma and the chigar, that they, one's not able to walk, one's not able to see. So the guf says, me, without just a guf, without a neshama, what could a guf do without a neshama? I can't move anywhere, it's not alive, bachlal. The neshama says, I'm a ruchni, I'm not even a gashmi, how could he dan me? I couldn't do anything, this is the guf that did it. So what does Kadosh Baruch Hu do? He takes the guf and the neshama together, he sticks them together, and he says, and he dons them both together. So, Tainas Reb Shimon, if that's the case, right? Each one Tainas, I wasn't able to do it by itself. It's only together they're able to do it. So according to the Chacham and the Chanam, you're chayv. Shnayim shasu, and each one by themselves are not able to do it, they're going to be chayv. Mashenken according to Reb Shimon, Shimon darshins that shnayim shasu is potter, even when each one by themselves can't do it. So he says, Yochal ani lifter is kolel minadim. Who are you gonna be mechay? Mechay the guf alayin is nothing. The nesham alayin is nothing. Says the Marsham, maybe we don't paskin like Reb Shimon, but when you get to the zman of Reb Shimon, which is Lag Ba'Omer, it's the zikr. That's the zman kogarim. And anybody that's lifter on Lag Ba'Omer says Taka is gonna be Reb Shimon is gonna pater minadim. That's what he says. That's what the Marsham says. See zman garim. Even if you don't paskin like the Man Damer, zman garim. If that's the case, so then if we have a drashas chazal of to make a cheshbon nefesh, boi nechashv cheshbon neshalolam on the parashat Shavua. So then I feel that maybe once a year you could speak to somebody about it. I think there's actually a big tale to do it not in the lachatz of Yom Neron, even though they say that the Rosh Tevis of Tammuz is mani tshuva mashushin uboim, but Be'etzem, very often what happens by Yom Neron is that people get into a lachatz. They get into a lachat, and then they don't want to, either they don't want to think about it b'chlal, or they're too lachutz when they're thinking about it, and so therefore they're makabal themselves, or not properly making a proper cheshbon nefesh of where they're holding. At a time when a person's ruyig, before the summer, is another 100 days or so till he has gets to Yom Neroim, then is maybe a better time for a cheshbon nefesh. Now, what cheshbon nefesh am I talking about? So, I heard a story this week, a terrible story. I mean, terrible. It's a sad story, I guess. It's not Baruch Hashem, everybody's okay. But a person how, it's a well-known chain of stores that a person opens here, somebody in Eretz Yisrael. The person that tells over the story, he heard it from one of the people that bought was a partner in buying the stores after the person that opened the stores sold them. He did not mention what store it was. He says that everybody here, we talked to a group of people, said everybody here has benefited from these stores, everybody has bought from the stores, everybody knows who the store is. Okay, so there's a person who was about 30 years old, and he opened the store. He opened the store, and Imamish put in koiches, sweat and tears, and time, and effort. And he was very matleach, and he opened up another store, and then another store, and then another store. Imamish, a whole chain of stores. And he, at a certain point, he was about 30 years old. At a certain point, he was ready to sell. 50 years old, he decided he's turning over a new leaf. The last 20 years, he managed to have a day, he didn't have a night. What do they say? The difference between an employee and employer? Whether what you want to eat well by day or sleep well at night. That's the difference between. Well, somebody's the employer. He's got a. He's always in. He can never sleep even. He's always. His mind's always. Kids are. He. Eat well during the day, but don't think everything comes free. There's always a price. There's always a price tag at the end of the day. The question is, what price tag a person wants to pay? But there's always a. Either way, at 50, you decide that's it. I haven't seen my kids for 20 years. I haven't seen my whole day has been. That's it. I'm selling. Kitzer, he found a group of people, investors that were willing to buy. And these people, they visited the stores, they saw the prices, they interviewed a customer, they mamish did their homework, and decided they're going for it. Kids, so they had a whole payment plan of how they're going to pay. And the first check was $500,000, the second check was $500,000. Kids, so at the end of the day, this person that's telling the story says, I bumped into this partner the day that he gave the last check. He gave the last check, and he says, I have to tell you a story. He says, today we gave the last check, 750,000 shekel. And when we gave the check to him, and we told him that's the last check, he said, he almost fainted on the spot. The person that... So what was the story? He said, he's selling it. Lamaisa, he spent 20 years in it. He's going to sell it for a decent profit. He's going to sell it. They should have. He has the last 20 years. He'll sell it for a good few millions. He wants to leave off with a few million shekel. Not selling it. It's not just that he opened a... He wants to retire with a decent amount of money in the bank. Kitzur Maisa. He made a cheshbon. A lot of what he did wasn't written down. It was in the black, as they say. Bashachor, lo balavan. Wasn't... He didn't report it, and therefore he was in charge of everything, but not everything was 100%. He didn't have accountants taking care of everything. It wasn't exactly. And Pasha, the cheshbon that he made of how much money he needed to pay all his suppliers and to pay all his workers and to pay everybody everything that he needed, at the end of the day, he made a cheshbon that with the final check, he's down 2.5 million shekels. Something that he did not realize at the time. He didn't have everything written down. He missed some of the things that he was mechuyev for. Bekitzer, he came to realization, he almost had a heart attack on the spot. He came to realization that for 20 years, he was working his pants off and he didn't make a single shekel. He's being left with not just that he's being left with no money, he's 2.5 million shekel in the hole. Turned white, started shaking. Mamish. Baruch Hashem, people got together and they got him out, friends and people that knew him, and they got him out and they paid off his chavis, 2.5 million shekel. At the end of the day, he was left with nothing. Now, we're not going to say that he was left with nothing. He ate for 20 years, right? He did have money for 20 years. It's not that. But it's a true story, which is a tremendous mashal for cheshbon nefesh. A person goes through life and he does, and anybody that's already 30, I'm not even talking 40 or 50, but... Wow, 30, I was just 10 years ago, I just came to Yeshiva, Mamish, and turn around and 10 years go by. Turn around again, another 10 years go by. And people have plans, and people have shifas, and they're learning. Every day they learn. Every when you look back after 20 years, what do I have? What did I come out with? What am I taking with me? So at least at once a year, sometime, when it's not in the middle, what do I want to do? What do I want to do with my life? Where am I going there? Is this the direction I want to take? Is this, am I spending time? Am I being kainah? Am I not being kainah? I heard from Benjamin Finkel, then the last man, speaking by Yisim. He said that he met somebody that he was telling him, he says, up until, anything that I learned up until age 40, don't ask me on. He says, from age 40, ask me on anything. Ask me on anything that I learned from age 40. Benjamin Finkel's like, everybody's usually exactly fuck here. Up until 40, maybe, right? Gears of the Yankasol, that's when I had merit, that's when I had kwechas, that's when I was chazering, that's when I was taking bechenes to mechulu. From 40 on, no halavai. I should remember. He says, this guy was exactly right here. He says, what's your secret? So he said, I got to age 40, and I realized that I'm not being kind. He says, after that, I would make flashcards, I would make whatever he did, that's what this guy had to do for himself. I would chazer again, and I would just chazer. He says, from then on, I came to this realization, and I said, that's it, I can't, how could I keep on going like this? And everything that I learned, whatever, he was a Baal Bas, he wasn't a Himuman. But whatever he learned, he was kind of, whatever he learned, he was kind of. So to take just a few minutes, at some point, Zman HaKagarim, it can be, I saw Shabbos is Me'inu Lamhaba, it's Zman of, where you're Shabbos Menucho, you're Pater from the running around of the week. I just was speaking to Talmud Chacham today, really, and Emes Oyved Hashem, and that he's probably in his 50s, and he was telling me that he tried doing, you know, a cheshbon nefesh every day. For him, at certain tikkunim he was monthly, at certain it wasn't. That's why I didn't want to talk about doing a cheshbon nefesh every day. I'm talking about just maybe once or twice a year. But he says that things get so busy and it just gets pushed by the side. That things get so busy, you're already marrying off children. So that and it's just children, he doesn't have young children. He said, I thought that at that age, people slow down. So no, it doesn't get, it could be that if a person retires, your mom has nothing to do. But for the first, when a person really has their krechas, when he's 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, it doesn't get less busy as the years go on. Baruch Hashem generally gets more busy. It's busier, a person gets busier, there's more things, there's more people that he knows, there's more things that he's involved in. So just, a little reminder, you know, where am I going, what do I want to accomplish, why am I here, is the Lashon of Mesil Tisharm. He says, Batsam Mesil Tisharm is Ma'arech, when he gets it in Chelke Aziris, he says something fascinating. He says that the only way that a person can really get through this world is with Chashmar Nefesh. He says, He says this Eitza, only somebody that actually left, was already got out of the grip of his Yitzhara, only such a person can give this as an Eitza. Says that a person that's mitachas yad yitzra, he would never come up with such an idea himself. It's only somebody else that's out. Baruch Hashem, Chazal are telling us that this is the way. There's no one else that could liris amitas afilu. He says there's no one that could. This is the way to do it. There's no other way to do it. And he says in Derech Eitz Chaim at the end, Mesil Sharm, different sefer, he says that he has an eitzah that's very easy. Eitzah she, he says it's very easy and it's Pirya Rav. Chachminu zechmenu levrach amr al kinyimer amoishlim boyu chesbon amoishlim elo amoishlim biyitzur boyu chesbon nechashem chesbon eshalelim kimi sheinu amoishlim biyitzur ilu yosim atzman lezeh leolam. A person, he makes the cheshbon. Most people make a cheshbon of, is he closing the month or is he not? Is he getting through? Is he? Why doesn't a person think himself? What am I doing here? This is an eitzah which is easy. Pulasa gedirlo upiri rav. Shiamar adam chayim lepocha shachas pani mishal kol mashavit lach shavak leini nezesh amarti. Think about this. Now, if he's telling you it's so easy, upiri rav, pulasa gedirlo. So why do people have such trouble doing it? And the answer is because upiri rav. That's the reason why. Because it's so powerful, because the Yitzhara knows exactly how powerful Chesed Nefesh is, and even the once a year, it's very difficult. Zman Agarim, we have Chazal Da'ashim Parshas Chukah. Every could take 5 minutes. Just a quick be Messiah Nechosov. Take a quick tour of his Nechosim. See exactly where is he holding. Where am I going? What did I buy that I should get rid of? What did I not buy yet that I want to buy? Bezer Hashem, Bezer Chetet, Sibonim V'Sechorin, Sibonim V'Yilam Azev, V'Tikorin L'Yilam Abba.